From NPR News in Washington, I'm Brian Naylor. A judge's order approving a plan to sell most of the assets of General Motors took effect at noon Eastern Time today. A company spokesman says GM will close the sale quickly, but did not give a time frame. A last-minute appeal to the bankruptcy plan was filed, but it's not expected to block the sale. The Labor Department says new claims for unemployment benefits fell last week to the lowest level since January. That's a rare bit of economic good news, says economist Diane Swonk with Mesirow Financial. But she adds,
what it means is that the pace employers are laying off is slowing, but it doesn't mean they stop laying people off.
Meanwhile, the nation's retailers reported their sales were off in June. Clothing stores were especially hard hit. Abercrombie and Fitch says its same store sales were off 32%. China's leaders have vowed to maintain stability and mete out severe punishment for those responsible for ethnic violence, which killed more than 150 people this week. More than 1,000 people were injured in the ethnic clashes. NPR's Anthony Kuhn reports from Urumqi, China.
President Hu Jintao convened a meeting of the 9-member Politburo last night to discuss the situation in far west Xinjiang province. The Politburo urged authorities to isolate and crack down on instigators and hardcore elements behind the riots while educating ordinary participants. The security presence continued to increase today, with riot and SWAT police units being deployed from other provinces. Some roadblocks were lifted and shops reopened after a 3-day lockdown. The government blanketed the city with propaganda, urging residents not to harbor rioters or spread rumors. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Urumqi, China.
Scientists say this summer we'll see the arrival of an El Niño weather system from the Pacific Ocean that will last through next winter. NPR's Christopher Joyce reports.
El Niño is a widespread change in ocean temperatures and wind and weather patterns that starts in the tropical Pacific. The effects extend from Asia to the Americas. The last El Niño was in 2006. In the U.S., El Niños often increase rainfall and storms in western and southern parts of the country and can produce severe winter storms in California. Many parts of South America also experience flooding, according to the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. El Niño can also reduce fish catches by slowing the upwelling of nutrient-rich deep waters along the western coasts of the U.S. and South America. On the positive side, El Niño may suppress hurricanes in the Atlantic and moderate temperatures in the northern U.S. during the winter. Christopher Joyce, NPR News.
On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 10 points at 81.88 in trading of 2 billion shares. The Nasdaq Composite Index is up 11 points. This is NPR News. In Afghanistan today, a massive bomb blast killed 25 people, including 13 school children. The bomb was apparently planted in a truck carrying timber that overturned in central Afghanistan. Afghan police say the bomb was detonated by militants after police arrived to clear the road. Two American soldiers were killed in another bomb blast yesterday. The city of Los Angeles says it spent more than $1 million in overtime pay for the 4,000 police officers who provided security at this week's memorial service for Michael Jackson. Steve Julian at member station KPCC reports.
Police officials thought 250,000 people would fill the streets of downtown Los Angeles Tuesday. But after fans with tickets went inside for the memorial service, and only about 1,000 fans crowded against police barricades, a quarter of the officers went home. But all of the officers were paid overtime, a bill that totaled nearly $1.5 million. The city of L.A. faces a $500 million deficit, so Mayor Antonio Villaraigosa approved a website where Michael Jackson fans could help pay for the officers through tax-deductible donations. But so far, only about $20,000 has come in. L.A. city attorney is now investigating whether he can force third parties, like the owner of Staples Center, to pay for the police services. For NPR News, I'm Steve Julian in Los Angeles.
More than 600 pieces of an Air France Airbus that crashed in the Atlantic after takeoff from Brazil June 1st are being returned to France by ship. Flight 447 crashed after encountering severe thunderstorms and turbulence en route from Rio de Janeiro to Paris. A preliminary report said the plane hit the ocean intact at a high rate of speed. I'm Brian Naylor in Washington.